want to talk about how being and time are the same yet different. It's too simplistic to think of time as the relative and being as the universal. Partly because, as we know, the relative and universal are not two. Form and emptiness are not two. There's time is one of the things time is momentary, right? The moment arises, disappears, arises, disappears, arises, disappears. So fast, we can't see it. Brian Greene says that's true. Physicists say that's true. Dogen says it's true. Katagiri says it's true. Everybody says it's true. I haven't exactly experienced that. I don't exactly know that. One time, I was driving on the freeway and something shifted. And I could say boundaries disappeared. Somehow I didn't go on and try to drive through the car in front of me. But what interests me right this minute is the cars coming towards me, the lights, looked like lights in a time-lapse photograph. You know how that looks like the red or the white lights of cars look like long ribbons of light. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. Well, that's what it looked like. Is that a picture of momentariness? I don't know. But I know that I experienced it. But at any rate, let's take it as true. I trust Dogen, I trust Brian Greene, and the combination leaves me with no room to have much question about it. And Dogen and Katagiri point out, we are in time. We are time. We are change. We are flow. We are not we are separate beings at the exact same time that we're not. They say that the only way it can work is if I am myself and also everything at the exact same moment. I referred to a common image last night from the Ocean Seal Samadhi fascicle by Dogen. He says that we're swimming, and I think Katagiri refers to this, but Dogen says that we're swimming on the top where it's choppy waves and so on. This is also a common image for emptiness. It's not one of my faves, but it is a common image that emptiness is like emptiness. The relationship between emptiness and form is emptiness is the water and form is the waves on top. But I don't like separating that much, but you know, you have to say something. So I'll say that. At any rate, and that's the image in the Ocean Seal Samadhi, that you're swimming in those waves on top. And at the very same time, you're walking on the bottom. There's no choppiness. I think there's still some, what do you call it? Like currents, but probably even less. But let's say that's in his image, there's meant to be nothing. We're always doing both of those things at the exact same time. So we're always interconnected. We're always walking together, really walking as one on the bottom. And Dogen and Katagiri and I, in our brochure, say that compassion comes from this. The deep kind of love that we have for one another that's available to us comes from this. I'm talking about the kind of disinterested love, agape kind of love. I have a note on the side. It says, we're all in this together. We've been saying a lot lately, and we are all in this together. It's the sameness that I think is useful for us right now, the deep understanding of it. You know, I often say, you know, live in the relative world with the mind of emptiness. Yes. But we're in Sesshin, so go deeper. Go deeper. Be time. Being time. Wholeheartedly enter your daily life. Katagiri loves the image of a gassho. He often talks about gassho wholeheartedly. When you gassho, nothing but gassho. And there's a swinging door, two doors, swinging doors, an in and an out door from the big kitchen at San Francisco Zen Center into the very big dining room. And each door has a glass part on the top part, and each one has stained glass in it. And one is a gassho like this. The other is a gassho like this. And the one with the bent fingers is Suzuki Roshi's hands, and the one that's just perfect is Katagiri's hands. And I don't know if you can, I don't know how well you can see the picture of Sojin behind me on the altar. I guess you can't see it that well. So I don't know if you have me on speaker view. If I were you, I would, but.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it reflects. There, is that better? Can you see it? And look how his hands are. Were they really like that? Did you do that on purpose, Kate?
They were like that.
Okay. Well, you know, he walks like Suzuki Roshi, which I know because he walks like Komitsu. Wholeheartedly. I digressed. Wholeheartedly. So there's a deeper way of meeting this teaching, practicing this teaching. And oddly enough, it's when you do gassho, just to do gassho. Do it as wholeheartedly as you can, that there's in the world right that moment, there's nothing but gassho. So it's beyond form and emptiness. It is being time. The show occupies the universe for that moment. Hinhin, Zazen, chopping carrots, you name it, occupies the universe. That's being time. Being, Katagiri describes Dogen's understanding as being is all in formless timelessness, and time is existing in independent moments. So being time is both at the exact same time. You know, so it isn't just letting go with your mind. Completely, totally, wholeheartedly living your life. We could say to ourselves that I should live my life, not narrate it. So often we narrate it and judge it. And then, because this is my mind, I thought, live your life, don't narrate it, or live your life, live it. So you probably are aware that for Dogen, practice and enlightenment are not two. Enlightenment is not something special. Like Katagiri says in the excerpt we've been reading, you know, it's not about getting to something special. In his section on commenting on being time on Uchi, Katagiri says, for instance, when I do Zazen, if Zazen is just a portion of me, then Zazen is opposed to me, and I'm always looking at the Zazen. I'm always narrating my Zazen. If I'm always looking at Zazen, I cannot become egoless, because that I always thinks about Zazen, then criticizes, judges, and evaluates the Zazen. I am doing Zazen, and evaluates the Zazen I'm doing. Zazen and Katagiri are dualistic, and this is always egoistic. At that time, Katagiri is a portrait of Zazen, and portion, he said portion, but I like portrait, portion of Zazen, and Zazen is a portion of Katagiri. Understand, there's always that separating from it and then narrating it, pointing back at it. And some people talk to themselves the whole time. In order to become egoless, no Katagiri, I think I'd like to say non-Katagiri, but he has it with a hyphen, no Katagiri, I have to occupy the whole of Zazen. I have to become completely one with Zazen. Then there is no Katagiri and no Zazen. No Katagiri means exactly Zazen. No Zazen means exactly Katagiri. When the idea of Katagiri and the idea of Zazen are completely empty, just the functioning of Zazen appears. The same applies to Dogen's statement, being time means that time itself is being. And time itself becomes a pivot of nothingness. Pivot of nothingness. It's one of the things a pivot is where things meet. Then it turns, but things meet. So that wholeheartedness is key. Wholeheartedness is the key. And when that happens, there is some kind of a pivot. When you have the experience of just sitting, breathing, body moving gently, your belly going in and out or whatever. That's being time. And then I think Daniel described the other day, he had been sitting that way. He's just sitting. And then he noticed it and he said, and then I wrecked it or something, that he noticed it and he said, wow, I was just doing. And that was the end of that moment. Thus he started narrating, which we do. So what effort we can make is just to keep letting go of the narration, keep letting go of the extras, keep letting go of the separations, keep coming back. And that's one of the reasons Zazen is good practice for practicing, because it's relatively simple. And then you laugh, simple? Simple? It's not simple. It's hard. It is hard, but there's not so much distraction, and our intention is just to keep doing it. Letting go of that wanting to be special or grasping after specialness or criticizing ourselves, narrating and thinking. And pivot. He talks a lot about the pivot of nothingness. But I think I'd like to say the pivot of no-thingness, because that nothingness is full, of course, of everything. It's empty of own being. It's empty of inherent existence. And it's everything. And don't forget to include yourself. And it's everything doesn't really even get at it, but you, every time I open my mouth and make a mistake, you have to choose words. Well, Katagiri says every being is time. When Dogen says every being is time, it doesn't mean everything is manifested in the stream of time as we usually understand it. It means everything is reflected in the mirror at the pivot of nothingness and at the pivot of no thingness. That is the vastness of the universe. It is clear and pure, just like a mirror. When you see your life reflected in that mirror, this is egolessness. That great luminous mirror is something that Mel talks about a lot. That wisdom is when that mirror, that great luminous mirror, that mirror at the pivot, that mirror in some sense, and you can say, you can think of it as it pivots. So that all it does is reflect exactly what is. We're usually sort of trying to paint on it or etch on it. Or if we are the mirror, we're seeing all of our ideas of what our eyes perceive or our brain perceives in terms of thoughts. We don't see clearly. But this great luminous mirror, the mirror of wisdom, sees, reflects exactly what is. With nothing, but also nothing extra. I don't know if you noticed when we chant in the morning and we chant the Buddhas and ancestors, the introductory part that the Kokyo alone says refers to the great luminous mirror. Buddha's great luminous mirror of wisdom, I think it is. So we are practicing to be that mirror. And there's no point in trying. There's no point in grasping after it. With our conscious conceptualizing mind and body system, we cannot consciously see that at all. We cannot see things as it is. Practice to loosen our grip. Practice to just show. Breathe. And that luminous, this is, I think I'm mixing a metaphor or whatever, but I like the image. that luminous wisdom just drips slowly, drips into our hearts, drips into our bodies, permeates all beings, permeates this being. We can I guess we can think of it as polishing the mirror, but I'm not a big fan of that image. It's a little grasping, you know, and the response from the sixth ancestor to that image was, there isn't any mirror, and there isn't any stand. Where could dust alight? What's to polish? And yet, we are practicing to blow the dust off. We're practicing to know our delusion, maybe, and to allow the knowledge, and I'm not talking about brain knowledge, but allow the knowledge of that interconnectedness, that beingness, that oneness, to permeate us and to nurture compassion and love. The other book that I've been using, which is called Being Time by Shinchu Roberts, says that's what Uji is about. Knowing that clear seeing, knowing that experience of interconnectedness right now, in this time, in this body, knowing that compassion and knowing that love, being able to let it in, which is the hardest part for many of us. And knowing and then simultaneously knowing it for all that you are. Sometimes we say, what am I? Who am I? Mel says, that's the wrong question. Just ask how. How? How to sit? How to do? How to do zazen? Every time you sit zazen, how to do, how to do, how to do. That's what Hoetsu says. How to do. Zazen is how to do, how to do. Katagiri says in that excerpt we chant that there's all these different analyses of what is a human being, and it's useful. You should have some idea of who and what you are and so on. But really, that's not the question. Wholeheartedly do is the how. Wholeheartedly, gusho. Your hand about a hand's width from your nose, your fingertips opposite the bottom of your nose, your elbows out a little from your body, as if you could hold just far enough to hold an egg under your armpit. Relaxed, not rigid. Hands together, fingers together, none of this, gusho, and then bending from the waist Don't stick your butt out, bending from the waist. And try to keep the same relationship between your nose and your hands. I don't know if you've seen this. I don't know it of any of you actually, but some people don't, and they got showed the kind of dot. They don't maintain the same relationship. The hands kind of go down. Don't do that. Just crush it. I don't think I want to take questions, and I'm not going to see people today because I think we could wait to start until tomorrow. But if you need to talk, either let me know by chat or text me, because we can certainly do it if you need to. But I think it's time to just breathe.
Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Illusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. Beings are numberless.